Good evening. The 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV with Harrison Ashu Tiku. First, the headlines. Health safety measures have been tightened up at the Garowa International Airport to guard against the coronavirus as new cases have been reported in some African countries. Newly ordained priests in Cameroon have been called upon to be faithful and committed servants to Christ and the Church. Boya United FC will represent the Southwest region in the 2024 National Interpools that will run from the 1st to the 15th of July in Yaoundé. The news and phone. The over 4,000 Cameroonian Muslim pilgrims who took part in the 2024 Hajj have begun returning to the country. Two flights with 267 pilgrims on board will land this Sunday at the Garowa International Airport, following reports of confirmed cases of the coronavirus in some African countries. The Minister of Public Health has tightened its COVID-19 surveillance system by installing makeshift control posts where a team of health personnel ensure that the pilgrims are tested and sensitized on safety measures to avert the spread of the virus. We have more with Julius Neba.
As pilgrims continue to return to their home countries after taking part in the 2024 edition of the Hajj spiritual retreat that mobilized more than 2 million Muslim faithful from all corners of the world to Mecca, evidence of the existence and the threat the coronavirus poses to the world has once again come to the limelight with the confirmation of some of the pilgrims testing positive to COVID-19, particularly in Africa. On alert, officials at the North Regional Delegation of Public Health have set up a control unit at the Garowa International Airport, where systematic COVID-19 tests are carried out on the pilgrims as they return to Cameroon. Sebastien Ducar is the regional coordinator of the Center for the Prevention and Fight Against Epidemics.
The pilgrims cooperated with regards to the COVID-19 measures that have been put in place. So in all, everything went well. We urge them to continue to observe the barrier measures, and in case of any symptoms, a team from the Ministry of Public Health will be dispatched to provide the necessary assistance.
While awaiting additional test results, so far, none of the pilgrims of the second contingent have tested positive to the COVID-19 test.
My test is negative, so I am going home with a peaceful mind.
We carried out the COVID test and we are assured there's nothing, so I'm not afraid to go back home and meet my family.
The health authorities have assured that the COVID-19 surveillance system will be maintained at the airport until the arrival of the last contingent of pilgrims in Garowa on July 5th. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garowa.
The 2024 Miss Cameroon says she will focus on the recovery and reintegration of women and girls who have suffered sexual abuse. Miss Noranjikam, who hails from the North region, was crowned last night by Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. Vanessa Gael Drafeway from the Central Region is the first runner-up of this 17th edition of the Miss Cameroon Beauty Contest organized at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family has hailed the efforts of the Ndoume Municipal Council by establishing birth certificates to 3,500 children between the ages of 0 to 10. Professor Marie-Thérèse Ambena-Ondoa, accompanied by the Minister of Administrative Reforms and Joseph Lee, legalized the union of 120 couples who have been living 120 couples in a bid to resolve issues of cohabitation in the Upper Nyong division of the East region. We have details with Celestine Sumbele.
Cohabitation and the lack of birth certificates are among some of the major issues plaguing the population of the East region. To save these children from parental negligence, the Municipal Council of Dume, with the support of the Ministry of Women Empowerment and the Family, opts for the establishment of birth certificates to some 3,500 children between the ages of 0 to 10. Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondoa, Min Prof.
Children will have birth certificates. They don't exist. They can go to school in the quarter because we know one another, but when time comes to present the first school leaving certificate or do the common entrance, they cannot do it because you need a birth certificate. So those children are now recognized as Cameroonian citizens. In view of the effort that she made, we added a smaller subvention so that she can establish 1,000 more birth certificates.
To solve the problem of cohabitation, the legalization of the union of some 120 couples was equally celebrated.
We are happy to see 120 couples who now have a legal bound that secures the woman, because without a court certificate, she cannot claim anything if the man dies. She just disappears in the nature.
Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondua, accompanied by Minister Joseph Lay and administrative and local authorities, sounded satisfied with the technical support of BUNEC and other actors for their contribution towards the significant improvement. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Dume.
The Bishop of the Mara Mokolo Diocese has charged the newly ordained priest of the diocese and other congregation to display faithfulness in their service to God and humanity. His Lordship Bruno Ateba Edo dished the advice to the five priests during a holy mass at the Our Lady of Assumption Cathedral Funsunga Marwa in the presence of thousands of Christians and family members. Sylvester Atemke.
Acclamation by Catholic Christians of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese at Our Lady of Assumption Cathedral, Funange, to celebrate the entry of five of their sons, Thomas Jiri Majang, David Kuje, Jean-Pierre Tize, Prosper Bulewu, and Jean-Pierre Gandalf Wale into priesthood. As the priest received the sacrament of holy orders, His Lordship Bruno Ateba Edo reminded them of the onerous tasks ahead and to always embrace Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary as their role models.
Jean-Pierre Gandalf Wale, priest of the Society of Jesus, West Africa Province, we can rely on God's grace and the collaboration of our brothers and sisters.
The prelate also encouraged the new priest to be attentive to the needs of the people they served, guided by pastoral vows of obedience, chastity, and poverty. His Lordship Bruno Ateba Edo, Bishop of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese.
I invited the new priest to be apostle of love, charity, and reconciliation in our country.
The colorful ordination of the new priest of the Marwa Mokolo Diocese, Society of Jesus and the Jesuit Congregation, was attended by a college of clergy, parishioners, and family members, also enjoined to always assist them through prayers and other support in good faith. Marwa, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
Five priests and one deacon have been ordained into the Roman Catholic Church in the Ocean Division, South Region of Cameroon. While officiating the ordination mass at the St. Joseph Cathedral, His Lordship Damas Zinga Tanganan, Bishop of the Kribi Diocese, called on the clergy to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ without compromising with the things of the world. Polycarp Atier reports from CRTV South in Kribi.
Mes successeurs, dans le respect et l'obéissance, je le promets.
Many years ago, these six stood down to begin a journey into priesthood, and today their dreams have been accomplished as they are ordained as reverend fathers and deacons in the Roman Catholic Church in the Kribi Diocese. During the ordination mass, officiated by His Lordship Damas Zinga Atangana, Bishop of the Kribi Diocese, the priests were introduced into their callings to serve God Almighty for the rest of their lives. They were equally charged with a duty to overcome every odd and evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ.
When you are a priest, you have to live as St. Peter or St. Paul, and you have to look Christ, who is the priest of excellence.
The newly ordained priest, impressed to have covered a long journey through God's help, said they are set to carry out their tasks. In deep meditation, praises and worship at the St. Joseph Cathedral, the five priests were ushered into their callings by the faithful, friends, well-wishers, and family members. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
And the Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Kea, has cautioned that priests who enter into the priesthood with the worldly idea of getting rich by amassing wealth in the juicy urban parishes have misunderstood the purpose of their vocation. During the ordination of some priests and deacons at the Mankon Metropolitan Cathedral in Bamenda, Archbishop Kea disclosed that henceforth newly ordained clergy will be obliged to sign an agreement to work everywhere in the archdiocese and beyond. Kilo Valerie Sala reports.
Do you resolve to keep forever the commitment of celibacy as a sign of your dedication to Christ the Lord?
I do.
Maria,
Mankan Metropolitan Cathedral, the giant religious building, is under reconstruction. But just in front of it unfolds the ordination of 7 priests and 11 deacons. At a time, some report points to priests who prefer to work in Jewish urban parishes. Archbishop Anton Kaya warns against this, challenging the newly ordained priest to serve Christians even in the remotest part of the archdiocese and beyond.
I want to mention now something which I've introduced in this archdiocese. Besides the application that the deacons have written to be deacons, besides the oath of fidelity and the profession of their faith, they have also written an undertaking to me that they will work anywhere.
Figures contained on the website of the Bamenda Archdiocese indicates that the Archdiocese has an estimated Catholic population of more than 620,000 in over 17 parishes, meaning more priests are required for evangelism. Killa Valerie Salau, CR TV News, Bamenda.
And in sports, Buya United Football Club will represent the Southwest Region in the 2024 National Interpools that will run from the 1st to the 15th of July. In Yaounde, they defeated Besta of Limbe by 4-2 in extra by 4-2 this evening at the Moliko Nispo Stadium in Boya in the final of the Southwest Mini Interpools. The captain of Boya United, Boris Elad, and his coach Agbo Emmanuel say they are proud of their achievement.
This is the first time Boya United have ever reached the final of the Mini Interpol. I'm proud of myself and the team. We are very happy for today. This history I've created for this team will remain till the end. It was a good game. Besta had a very good game, but thank God for the winning.
I'm just happy that lastly we are able to represent the region. It's a work that didn't start today. It took me 4 years and a half to bring this set of kids together, and I always tell them, with hard work and dedication, you will reach wherever you want to reach. And thank God today we are blessed to be the team that is going to represent the region. We are much more prepared after the next game. You think about the next game. Now we have been come champion of the Southwest region. Now we're going to think about the National Interpols, which is a more higher level. See how we can rectify what went wrong today and see how we can be more better, especially in our finishing.
That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.